You don't see the world as it is. You see the world as you are. The way you interpret your world and the people in it gives you a lot of information about yourself. I'm your host, Tina Gosney, a family relationship coach, and this is the Coaching Your Family Relationships podcast, where you will learn how to think, feel, and do differently in the way you show up in your relationship with yourself, so that you can be different in your relationships with your family. When you are different in those relationships, you find more love and connection. This episode airs on September 7th. 2 more days to apply and join the Hopeless to Hopeful program, because applications close on September 9th. Now, if you are seeing people that you love make choices that are breaking your heart, and you want to be able to help them, but it seems like nothing you do is working. If you're feeling stuck in a relationship and you don't know how to move forward, if you don't see anything changing in the future, and you don't know if you can keep going on this way, this is your program. This is your program. The people that I mainly help with, that I mainly work with, are people that are really struggling in their relationships with their children or with their spouse. Those are the two main relationships that I help with. Now, this is your program if you're struggling in one of those relationships, or maybe both. You're going to see where your power lies in your own life. As you go through this program, you're going to feel more grounded, confident, and peaceful in your own life. When's the last time you felt grounded, confident, and peaceful? I know when we're afraid for our family, someone in our family, grounded, confident, and peaceful is usually some of the last things that we feel. In fact, that can feel really elusive to us. When you are in this program, you will begin to have a more positive influence on this person that you love, and you're going to be able to positively influence yourself. If you are so worried, probably afraid for them, it's coming out maybe as anger or frustration, because that's often the way that fear and frustration show up. But you can't have a positive influence on somebody if that's the way that you're interacting with them. And then you are left feeling terrible about yourself once you've done that. So more positive influence on yourself, more grounded in yourself, more positive influence on the other person too. This program will be something that has the power to change the course of your family relationships. And relationships are the building blocks of our lives. Think about this. If our relationships are suffering, especially our closest relationships with our family, we are suffering and we feel like the very foundation of our life is shaky. Now, if our relationships with our family are built on solid ground and we feel confident and we feel connected and we feel loving in those relationships, then we feel safe to tackle other challenges in the world, because we are not wondering if the relationships in our family are going to survive. So we feel safe to go and out and slay dragons in the world. So if this is sounding like something you want to partake in, something that you want to be a part of, there's a link in the show notes. So there's just an application, and that you can find out how to do that with the link in the show notes. About 10-ish years ago, I had a very different job. And I was still in a coaching type job. It was just in a different medium and a different format. But I would go to yearly conferences. And this one year, I remember they invited a neuroscientist to start talking to us about how the brain works and how the brain stores trauma. It didn't register with me until I started listening to what she was saying. And I was thinking, oh, wait a minute. First, I thought she was kind of boring, but now she seems really interesting, because she started saying that everybody has trauma. In fact, it's impossible to not have trauma, because everybody has it. And we usually think of trauma as like some big giant thing happened to you, like you've lived through a disaster or a life-threatening event, or you went to war, or maybe you had a spouse or a parent die, or, you know, we think of those big life-changing events, but there's like death by a thousand paper cuts also, that kind of trauma. This is the kind of trauma that we're talking about. So all of us carry trauma, but also all of us are the source of causing trauma for other people. That's a little hard pill to swallow, isn't it? This includes our spouse, our children, our siblings, our parents, and just generally other people. We all see a world through a set of prescription lenses that is unique to us. Your lens is different than any other lens that another person wears. You can see something as safe that another person with a different lens and a different life experience, a different background than you, sees as completely not safe. We all have a reason for the way that we act in the world. Our bodies store times when we felt unsafe or some basic need was not met. And it remembers this so that it can protect us from that same thing or something similar in the future. This is a very simplified version, but this episode is not about diving into all the trauma and neuroscience and things like that. But in essence, our body has figurative wounds, and we see the world through these wounds. They actually taint the glasses that we wear, that we see the world through. So we are all wounded people. We wound others and we get wounded. That's just the state, the human state, the human condition. Have you heard that at least 50% of people in any given time are having some difficult situation in their life? At least 50%. Well, I'm going to tell you that 100% of people are reacting to their wounds at all times. And the way that they react to those wounds gives you information. We are constantly bumping up against our wounds and against other people's wounds. And then those get opened up and then we react from the pain that we feel. Sometimes we don't even understand why we're reacting the way that we are, because our body stores things that our brain does not remember. Our body is like this giant hard drive of our life. And so when we bump up against somebody else's wounds, it's like having a paper cut open up and then you rub some hand sanitizer in it. Have you ever had that experience when we were like in the middle of COVID and you're putting hand sanitizer on all the time? Like if you had any type of open sore, tiny little paper cut on your hands, that hurts so much, right? Same thing. We get wounded and we bump up against each other's wounds and we just cause problems for each other. Often, most of the time, not even knowing what we're doing. So we don't see the world as it is. There is no one reality. Have you ever noticed that? We see the world through our wounds, and we see the world as we are. And nobody else is just like you. No one else sees the world the same way that you do. If we were all sitting around a table and we had something like a pot of flowers in the middle of the table, each one of us are sitting and looking at that pot of flowers from a different angle, and we each see something different. That is the way that the world is. There is no one reality in the world. We just are seeing things from our own perspective and our own set of wounds that taint our glasses that we see the world through. Now, you can work on healing your wounds. Totally, you can do that. You have to be aware that you have them first. Most people don't even know that they have them. But the more that you notice that you are reacting in certain ways and that you try to look for these wounds that you have, these energy centers, sometimes we call them, the more that you can see how you are reacting from them and you're reacting to them. You know, when we aren't aware of ourselves and why we are reacting to the world that we are, we will require other people to change so that we can feel better. And this leaves us feeling powerless. In the beginning of this episode, I said, I help you work on you so you can show up differently with others. And this episode is talking about why it's so important that it's important to work on us first. If we're requiring somebody else to heal our wounds for us and to take care of that for us, that's going to leave us in a really powerless position. But when we can see our own wounds, we learn how to take care of ourselves. And we learn how to start giving ourselves what we need. That is when we can find our power. Now, it takes integrating three main parts of us, our thinking brain, our emotional heart, and our reactive nervous system. Your nervous system connects your brain and your emotions. Do you know what your nervous system is? It's like the big giant electrical panel that runs your body. Just like an electrical panel for a home, this is the electrical panel for your body and for you, for the person that you are. It's constantly running this questions like this in the background, and you don't even know it. It's asking, is my person safe? Does my person belong here? Is my person loved and valued? And, you know, all of these questions really relate to safety. It's all really big, boils down to safety. Our nervous system wants to keep us alive and keep us safe. And you know what? It's interpreting so many situations as dangerous. Situations that are not actually dangerous and threatening our life, but our body doesn't know that. It's interpreting the negative things that we see in our lives and the things that people say to us as, I'm not safe. And so then we have to protect ourselves from things and people and situations. And so think of how many protective things that you just throw up in your life, how many times you withdraw, or how many times you want to argue, or have you want someone to see you in a certain way so that you can feel like you belong, and you go to great lengths to control the way that someone is seeing you. These are all nervous system reactions from not feeling safe in your environment. Viktor Frankl, who wrote Man's Search for Meaning, he said, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. Do you realize what that means? Something happens, you respond. What if you could slow down that process? What if you don't automatically get upset when something happens? What if you had the ability to take a step back and say, how do I want to respond here? I have a choice. So many times it does not feel like we have a choice. This is where your power lies. And when you work on yourself, that's why it's so important to work on you first, to heal these wounds, to integrate your mind, your body, and your emotions. This is why I help you work on yourself first, because I want to help you get the distance and a little bit of space between something happens and you respond to it. Imagine what would be different if that was possible for you, if it was not just an automatic retaliate or automatic anger or automatic withdraw. Imagine what would be different for you. This is what the Hopeless to Hopeful program focuses on. It's the integration of all three of these important parts and pieces of you, the mind, the body, and the heart. This program is going to help you find that space between the time that something happens and the time that you respond. And I promise you, this is where your freedom and your power lie. I remember before I started doing this work, and when I would hear things like I'm saying to you right now, I know the questions and the objections that I would have. The first one would have been, why am I the one that always has to change? Doesn't the other person have any responsibility to change? Why is it always on me to change? Have you ever thought that? Because that was a very common thought in my brain. Here's the answer. Yeah, the other person has work to do. So do you. You don't get to decide when the other person does that work, or the way they do that work, or if they ever even decide to do that work. That's what they get to decide, right? That's their agency. Where's your agency? Where does that leave you if you're waiting for the other person to change so that the relationship is better or so that you feel better? It leaves you in a powerless position. I want you to remember that your power comes through your ability to respond differently to your life's circumstances. And one of your life's circumstances is that other person. So as much as you think it's not fair that you have to do all the work, you always had to do all the work. It's actually to your benefit that this is the way that it is, because that means you have more freedom and agency in your own life. And you were always doing the work anyway, you just didn't realize that you were. Second objection that I would have had to hearing something like this is, okay, what? So I have to like totally change the person that I am before anything changes in this relationship. Well, the answer to that is no, you don't. You don't have to become a totally different person in order for things to change. Because humans, and you're a human, right? So am I. We do not develop in a linear line. We are fluid and we are dynamic. And sometimes we take a step forward and then sometimes we take a step back. And sometimes we are awesome and amazing and show up like this wonderful human being. And sometimes we show up terrible and awful and we're just not our best selves. In fact, we're very far from our best selves. But as you begin to work on yourself, and you work on integrating, remember, the thinking mind, the emotional heart, and the reactive body, you will begin to change relational patterns. Have you noticed that relationships have patterns? You can probably predict what your spouse will do and say and how they will react in a given situation. Something like, if you say this, you know they're going to say that. Or when you do this, they respond like that. These are ways that we map each other and we get into these patterns that are really predictable. And even if we don't like those predictable patterns, we keep repeating them because it's comfortable, because that's the way that we've learned how to do things. Our brain does not like learning new things. It's more comfortable repeating a painful pattern than it is doing the work to create a new pattern that might be less painful or more healthy, because that seems scary. And that's the unknown, and we don't like the unknown. The brain hates the unknown. But when you begin working on yourself the way that you will in the Hopeless to Hopeful program, you will begin showing up differently. And when you do that, you automatically change the pattern because you're not showing up the same anymore. Remember, you're reacting and responding differently to the circumstances in your life. When you change the pattern, it's not so predictable anymore. And things start to shift. Might be a small shift at first, but the longer you keep showing up differently, the bigger that shift becomes. You don't have to do a huge amount of work on yourself before you begin to see this happen. You change one of the inputs, and you have the ability to change you. You're the input, and you can start changing the outcome. Here's a couple of takeaways for you today. When you work on yourself first, everything begins to shift because you start seeing yourself and others and the world differently. You don't see the world as it is. You see the world as you are. Takeaway number two, when you work on you first, that is where your power and your agency lie. This is moral agency in action. You don't need anyone else to change. For you to be an agent in your own life. Here's your challenge for today. I want you to join the Hopeless to Hopeful program. We are starting the week of September 17th. It's going to be life-changing because we will do a combination of mind, emotional, and nervous system work. And when you combine those three vital parts of yourself, you begin to see the world and yourself differently. You begin to see other people differently. You become more relationally focused instead of inwardly protective. I want you to go to the link in the show notes and click on that to apply to be a part of this program. Thank you for being here with me today. Even if you don't click on that link and don't join me in the program, I appreciate your time. And if this episode or any of the episodes that you've listened to in this podcast have been meaningful to you, I ask you to please consider sharing it with someone that you love. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.